Ron DeSantis raises $20 million in first 6 weeks of campaign. By Hannah Blow on July 6, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's presidential campaign hauled in $20 million in the first 6 weeks of the governor's presidential campaign, his team announced on Thursday. According to the announcement, the DeSantis campaign hauled in the $20 million in the first 6 weeks of his campaign, which he formally kicked off in late May. The DeSantis campaign is claiming that the haul is the largest first-quarter filing from any non-incumbent Republican candidate in more than a decade. Notably, $8.2 million of that was garnered in the first 24 hours of his presidential campaign, as DeSantis's team originally made that announcement shortly after the governor's launch. It bests the $18.3 million former president and quasi-incumbent Donald Trump's campaign raised during its first two fundraising quarters as a candidate, $3.80 in Q4 2022 and $14.50 in Q1 2023, the DeSantis campaign claimed in an emailed announcement. However, Trump's team raised $9.5 million from his November announcement through the end of the year. And in the first quarter, he raised $18.8 million via his campaign and joint fundraising committee, for a total of $28.3 million. Trump's campaign recently announced his second quarter figures as well, which topped $35 million via his campaign and his Save America PAC. Meanwhile, the pro-DeSantis Never Back Down PAC has reportedly raised $130 million since March. DeSantis campaign manager Jenera Peck is counting DeSantis's latest figures as a victory, asserting that Republicans are excited to invest in a winner ready to lead America's revival. The figures follow a continued stream of national and state-level surveys continuing to show Trump as the runaway frontrunner in the race, a fact Steve Cortes, a former Donald Trump supporter who advises the pro-DeSantis super PAC Never Back Down, admitted over the weekend. "Right now in national polling, we are way behind. I'll be the first to admit that," Cortes said during a Twitter Spaces discussion, admitting an uphill battle for DeSantis. Trump has continued to criticize DeSantis on Truth Social, asserting that the governor is actively hurting himself very badly for 2028.